Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the U.S. Meat Export Federation elected a new president during its strategic planning conference this past week in Tucson, Arizona, and he's actually a cattle feeder from our region. On Sunday, I talked with Kevin Jones from Eden, Idaho, about export opportunities for U.S. beef, most notably in Japan.
It's very exciting to be back on, hopefully back on that level playing field with our competitors. Of course, Australia is still going through a drought and in liquidation mode, as I understand it. And so the anticipation is we'll be able to get back quite a bit of market share in just Japan over this next year. So that's very exciting. This last year, Japan opened back up to over 30-month age of cattle. So that's one thing that we'll be working on strongly with a lot of the cow packers and getting them back in line. They haven't been able to ship to Japan since 2004. And so getting them back lined up, it doesn't happen overnight, but there is a demand for specialty cow products in Japan.
Andy says USMEF is also excited about new opportunities these days for U.S. beef in the European Union and hopefully greater access in China sooner rather than later. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nemitz.